Good morning, everyone. I'm Eric Gao, and welcome to this week's episode of Looking South, ICRT's exclusive look at the government's new southbound policy and its effects. Today, we are joined by TITRO President and CEO Walter Ye to tell us about their upcoming Taiwan Expo to be held in Malaysia. Mr. Ye, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, Eric and everyone.
As a reminder to our listeners, can you describe for us what the Taiwan Expo is?
Taiwan Expo is an exposition to display Taiwan's innovative products and services, such as ICT, IoT, green industry, smart cities, smart manufacturing, and creative culture, e-commerce, and also Taiwan's halal food and Taiwan bubble tea. The purpose is through this Taiwan Expos to introduce Taiwan's technology and services to our partners, to create business opportunities, and also to the consumers to enhance their awareness of Taiwan's products and services. It is a platform to bring the business together, the people together, and also sharing our resources to our partners. For last 2 years, we organized our Taiwan Expos in Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, the Philippines, and India. We are going to organize our Taiwan Expos in Malaysia, in KLCC, Kuala Lumpur.
There was a Taiwan Expo already held in Malaysia last year in 2017. What was the reception like then?
Taiwan Expo 2017 in Malaysia showcased the most groundbreaking innovations, products, and services, focusing on seven things: Taiwan excellence, green technology, Muslim-friendly e-commerce services, education and careers, medical technique, and culture and tourism. 180 companies from Taiwan presented technological and industrial development as well as educational sources and advances. Nearly 20,000 consumers and trade visitors attended the three-day expo and were awed by their experiences. 97% of the visitors liked the exhibition, and almost 90% of them wanted to visit Taiwan. Taiwan Expo therefore served as a bridge between Malaysian and Taiwanese investors, as well as a platform to exchange views and cultivate business and trade opportunities.
So for this year's event, what have you learned from last year's expo, and how's it being expanded or improved?
Looking at last year, I still recall Taiwan Expos in Malaysia as a memorable event. The smiles on the face of the people tell us Malaysians like our products and solutions, especially our Taiwan Excellence Pavilion, which brings innovative technology and lifestyles. Also, the Taiwan Beauty Pavilion and Taiwan Halal Pavilion attracted loads of people, even online celebrities, came to introduce Taiwanese products to their fans. What a surprise. We also create a green pavilion, which introduce our green solutions to our Malaysian friends. They can experience our products and applications. By doing so, we receive lots of inquiries about Taiwan green industry. This year, we also will set up same pavilions. We hope to promote the exchange of our technology and services. Except the products, we also introduce our services to them, our creative culture and our tourism, especially Taiwan's most beautiful bike path, the majestic Taroko Gorge, and a Muslim-friendly journey. We welcome more exchange between Taiwan and Malaysian.
What kind of businesses and organizations are taking part in this year's expo? Are any of them planning something special to showcase their offerings there?
Taiwan is famous for functional fabrics. This year, we will invite Taiwan Textile Federation to join the expo. As far as I know, they will showcase some functional and casual clothing to demonstrate our strengths in this field. Indeed, we will host a unique event, Fashion Plus Function Show, during the afternoon of the first day. The Taipei City and Taichung City government will also have essential roles in our exhibition, showcasing exceptional products such as garbage and recycling integration system, 3D virtual fitting, smartphone 3D printer, and sun mouth-watering food. The Council of Agriculture is also bringing 6 companies to showcase delicious foods and innovative agricultural technology. Moreover, we know e-gaming is hot in Malaysia. More than 1/3 of the population are e-game fans, and therefore, we are showcasing Taiwanese brands such as Acer, Asus, Gigabyte, and MSI. Furthermore, we are hosting the Taiwan Excellence Inter-College Campaign during 3 days event, with the aim of introducing and enabling the first-hand experience of Taiwanese gaming and ICT brands, products for Malaysia youth.
What's in store for the future for the Taiwan Expo? Where's it going next? Is it going to expand to any new countries?
Taiwan's new southbound policy. We are honored to host the Taiwan Expos in Indonesia, Vietnam, India, the Philippines, Thailand, and Malaysia. Each Taiwan Expo will highlight Taiwan's industries, technology standards, and cultural depth. Their significant exhibition segments, including culture, talent and tourism, smart city, green technology, healthcare, agricultural tech, and good living, combined with industry seminars and business opportunity matchmaking sessions. The Taiwan Expos will not only present insights from an industrial perspective, but create opportunities for interaction between the countries. We are currently planning next year's exhibition schedule and refining the contents. We will take exhibitors' feedback into account in determining where to host the expo. We are now looking at the Taiwan Expo in a new light. As the project evolves, you can look forward to our good news.
We've been chatting with Taitra CEO and President Walter Ye about the Taiwan Expo to be held later this month in Malaysia. Mr. Ye, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you for having me here today.
And that wraps up today's Looking South. Join us again next week for a fresh look at the central government's new southbound policy. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you for tuning in.